USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Another night of rioting and lawlessness has exploded around the country in at least a dozen U.S. cities last night, including the damaging of federal courthouses in Portland, Seattle, Oakland, and Aurora, Colorado, and a fatal shooting in Austin, Texas, as well as local police precincts being bombed and burned. Similar protests and violent demonstrations are being seen around the country following the death of George Floyd, as well as the shooting death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. At one point during the day-long protest in Seattle, rioters threw explosive devices that created a huge hole in the wall of the police department's East District. Around the country, over 250 arrests were made at protests. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio, despite the virus outbreak. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. According to data from Eviction Lab, as many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and university are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Social media has become the target of a dueling attack ad campaign being waged online by the sitting president and his election rival. They're shooting the messenger while giving it lots of money. President Donald Trump has bought hundreds of messages on Facebook to accuse its competitor Twitter of trying to stifle his voice and influence the November election. Democratic challenger Joe Biden has spent thousands of dollars advertising on Facebook with a message of his own. In dozens of ads on the platform, he's asking supporters to sign a petition calling on Facebook what he calls inaccurate statements, specifically those from the president. The major social media companies are navigating a political minefield as they try to minimize domestic misinformation and rein in foreign actors from manipulating as they did in the last presidential election. A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court denied a rural Nevada church's request to strike down as unconstitutional a 50-person cap on worship services as part of the state's ongoing response to COVID-19. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court refused to grant the request from the Christian Church east of Reno to be subjected to the same COVID-19 restrictions that allow casinos, restaurants, and other businesses to operate at 50% capacity with proper social distancing. Calvary Chapel Dayton Valley argued that the hard cap on religious gatherings was unconstitutional and a violation of its parishioners' First Amendment right to express and exercise their beliefs. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberal majority in denying the request without explanation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.